Last month, while I was on vacation, I spent a few days in Boston. Looking through the concert listings, I noticed a noontime performance at King's Chapel by an Air Force clarinet quartet called the Bay State Winds. According to the listings, they were going to perform works by Sousa, Ives, Gershwin, Rossini, and Glazunov. That sounded great to me, so I went. They changed the program, but I didn't care. The concert was wonderful and moving. I thought, wouldn't it be great if the quartet performed a few pieces on our show just before September 11th in tribute to our country and the men and women in the military who have served it? I'm glad to say they agreed, and we're about to hear them. The Bay State Winds is the clarinet quartet of the Air Force Band of Liberty. They've been playing for military and civilian functions since 2001. The members are Master Sergeant Jennifer E. Dashnaw, Master Sergeant Kevin Connors, Technical Sergeant Christy Bales, and Staff Sergeant Matthew Ayala, who was featured on bass clarinet. Welcome, all of you, to Fresh Air. It is truly a pleasure to have you. I'd love for you to start with a march. There's a march that you played when I saw you at King's Chapel in Boston, and would you play that march for us now? It's a Sousa march, and whoever is willing can introduce it for us.
Okay, great. My name is Master Sergeant Jen Dashnaw, and the march you heard at King's Chapel was one of John Philip Sousa's most famous marches called Hands Across the Sea. So that's what we're going to play for you now.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for playing that. And that was the Bay State Winds. They're the clarinet quartet of the U.S. Air Force Band of Liberty. When you enlist with the hopes of being in a military band, do you also go through basic training and get trained in weaponry or flying planes?
Yes, we do. My name's Kevin Connors, and we all go through basic training, and it's been in San Antonio, Texas, at Lackland Air Force Base. And all Air Force members go through the same type of basic training before joining their individual units.
You have a great repertoire. You perform things from, you know, Sousa marches to Charles Ives compositions, Gershwin, Rossini. It's a very eclectic mix. But I'm wondering, Like when you perform for the troops, do they know the repertoire? And does the Air Force have like a hip-hop band or a metal band, you know?
Yes, we cater towards the troops. The Rock Band right now is working on some new songs that the kids are listening to. What they do is they go through and they talk to young soldiers and they ask them, what do you want to listen to? And then they find those tunes and we actually arrange our own tunes in the squadron. It gets kind of complicated because of all the transitions, but they work really hard. And yes, we do cater towards what the young soldiers want to hear.
Now, when I saw you at the noontime concert at King's Chapel in Boston last month, you closed with a medley of the four armed forces themes. And you suggested that each person in the audience who had served in the military stand when their theme was played. And for each theme, at least one person stood and saluted. And I have to say it was very moving, in part because it made me realize that, for instance, the guy in front of me had probably been through some pretty rough stuff. And I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have thought of that. And it made me think of all the people I run into in the course of a day or in the course of a week who have been in war zones, and of all the families with loved ones who are or have been in war zones. And when you meet them, you don't necessarily know that, and you don't know what they or their loved one has been through. Can you talk about the significance of playing this medley for you now?
This is Staff Sergeant Matthew Ayala. I will say any time that we perform this piece, either with the clarinet quartet or the concert band, which we do pretty much the same arrangement, I'm always looking at the audience and just to see if I can find someone who is maybe crying, or let's say some people have like difficulty standing up or something, but when they hear their service song, they definitely do whatever they can just to stand up.
How did you start asking people to stand?
I think it's been a tradition. I've been in for 17 years, and I think that we've always asked people to stand. But just recently, I think that, or maybe it's just because, you know, I've been in longer, but it's just so wonderful to see these people stand up.
And that tradition is taught to them in basic training. In basic training, whenever a military member hears their service song, they're supposed to stand up and be proud.
So I'm going to ask you if you could close with your medley of the Armed Forces themes. And it's actually really fun to hear this arranged for four clarinets. You don't really usually hear these songs played by four clarinets. So did you do the arrangements? Where did the arrangements come from?
Again, it came from a clarinetist by the name of Mark Craig. And he's actually stationed at the band of the Golden West at Travis Air Force Base. And he has done a lot of arrangements for not only for woodwind quartet, but for also woodwind quintet as well. And we love his arrangements.
Okay, well, great. So this is the Bay State Winds, which is the clarinet quartet of the U.S. Air Force Band of Liberty, performing for us a medley of the Armed Forces themes. Thank you. I think you guys are great. That just sounded so good. You're so talented. I wish you all well, and thank you so much for speaking with us and for playing for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
The Bay State Winds is the clarinet quartet of the Air Force Band of Liberty. We heard Master Sergeant Jennifer E. Dashnaw, Master Sergeant Kevin Connors, Technical Sergeant Christy Bales, and Staff Sergeant Matthew Ayala. You can hear four recordings by the Bay State Winds on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show. They have one more song to perform for us, America the Beautiful. The Bay State Winds performed for us from WGBH in Boston, where Jane Pippick was the recording engineer. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shurrock, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, and Heidi Simon. I'm Terry Gross.